This is the President's Club brought to you by Petawawa Toyota. Today we are speaking with Leanne, the president of the Deep River Legion. Leanne, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us a bit about the history of the club and what inspired its creation?
Our charter was given to us in 1949. We've been in this building since 1961. I know they had another smaller building downtown, which I don't remember, but many of our members do. Mainly, we are here to support the veterans as our main mandate. However, we also support our community and various activities for youth as well.
What are some of the key goals and values that the Deep River Legion focuses on, and how do you ensure that these are reflected in your projects and initiatives?
Well, as far as the veterans are concerned, we hold some support groups for them. We have had a Veterans Cafe, they call it, to give the veterans a chance to meet with each other, mm-hmm. people that are in the same situation as them, and see what they're entitled to. Mm-hmm. If they need paperwork, help with paperwork to get benefits that they're entitled to, we have a service officer that will help them do that. We have provided emergency funds to some of our local vets that have run into, you know, problems where they need money for food or other household costs. Mm-hmm. We've provided medical aids to some of our local vets that have needed them, stairlift for their apartments, scooters, wheelchairs, that type of thing.
How does the club engage its members and encourage volunteerism throughout the year? So like you said, it's mostly volunteer-based, so how does that kind of work?
Even though we're a private club, we are open to anybody. Anybody can come in here. We don't stop anybody. You don't have to be a member to come in. You can come in, play pool, play darts, play shuffleboard. We have weekly darts and euchre, and sometimes we have the odd tournament, card tournaments, that type of thing.
If I was to volunteer, can I just come right in? And, like, how does that normally work?
We're totally volunteer-run. We have two paid employees, and they're actually on contract, and that's our caretaker and our bookkeeper. Our volunteer base is probably fairly small. We have a lot of people doing the same thing. Our executive is very small at this point because we've lost a few members in the last couple of years, mostly due to death, unfortunately. We have a lot of people holding two or three positions on the executive, which is not good, but it's keeping our doors open.
Looking ahead, what are some of the club's main priorities or existing upcoming projects that you guys are working on?
We have a small group of people right now working on getting an outside patio built. They're hoping to get that done. Well, they were hoping for 2025, but I think it's going to be 2026. They're applying for some grants, mm-hmm. and right now that's the situation they're in. They have done some fundraising already, mm-hmm. and they're also applying for some grants. We'll get grants to help that out.
For more features as part of our President's Club series, visit pembroketoday.ca.